Cyrus, winner of the Record of the Year for Flowers at the 66th Annual Grammy Awards. They were held last night in Los Angeles. And Taylor Swift, she was a big winner as well, winning Album of the Year for Midnights.
Well, joining us live to break it all down is WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley. Jason, the internet's going wild on Taylor Swift not acknowledging Celine Dion, who gave her her award. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I mean, I truly don't think it was intentional. I really just think Taylor was, she seemed like she was just a little too excited and preoccupied trying to bring, you know, the other artists up on stage. She wanted to bring Lana Del Rey up on stage because she, you know, featured on the album and wanted to give her a little love up there. And I think you just see her kind of turn her face back to play to her, you know, posse that she brought up. But the rest of us watching, we were like, wait a minute, you left Celine Dion hanging a little bit. They hugged backstage, and there's photos of them sort of like trying to squash it backstage. So I think that's one of those where the internet's kind of making a slightly bigger deal of it than it was. But it was great seeing Celine back on stage, you know, diagnosed with that rare neurological disorder, stiff person syndrome. So it was great to see her back presenting. And speaking of Celine, Billie Eilish's What Was I Made For from Barbie became the first movie song to win Song of the Year since Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On from Titanic. So it was kind of it all tied in together there. But I'm glad that they were able to hug it out backstage, and it shouldn't overshadow what was a record moment for Taylor. I mean, too many people talking about Celine, but Taylor did win a record fourth Album of the Year. No one's ever done that before. She passed Sinatra, Stevie Wonder, and Paul Simon as the only to win it four times. So let's not let that get lost here in this hubbub.
Hey, one other big thing that happened last night, we had Jay-Z with an off-the-cuff rant about Beyonce never winning Album of the Year, despite having the most total wins of virtually anybody. What did he have to say, and what'd you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, it is a little odd that Beyonce, you know, I get his point, you know, that you know, Beyonce has the most total Grammys ever, but you'd think she would have won Album of the Year, but never did. And I know there's like slightly a racial component to it, too, because, you know, Beyonce lost Album of the Year to Taylor Swift in 2010, to Beck in 2015, Adele in 2017, and Harry Styles in 2023. Those were the four she lost there. I still blame that first one in 2010 to Taylor. I still blame Kanye West for that, because he interrupted Taylor at the VMAs, I guess, like right, you know, months before the Grammys. And that gained her a ton of sympathy and sort of started this rivalry that I don't even know if it really needs to be a rivalry, but you know, the press sort of paints it Taylor versus Beyonce all this time. But yeah, I mean, even Adele said Beyonce should have won for Lemonade, but you know, it is what it, this stuff sort of happens. You know, as a movie guy, you know that Walt Disney has won 22 competitive Oscars, the most ever, like Beyonce, but never won Best Picture. So sometimes you win a lot in all the categories, but it doesn't come through on the big one. I don't know if that makes Beyonce Dan Marino and Taylor Joe Montana or Tom Brady. I don't know what the analogy is, but it's one of those getting it done on the big prizes. But Beyonce's got plenty, too. You know?
Well, Jason, we certainly appreciate your insight on all this. It was an interesting show to watch for sure.
Yes, Tracy Chapman and Luke Combs for the win. Best moment of the night. And Joni Mitchell. Great live performance.
They were great. Thank you so much for joining us, Jason. We appreciate it.
Thanks.
WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley.